In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation. We pay respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations people listening today.
Hello, and welcome to the CTK podcast. I'm your host, Hayley, and today I'm joined by Mercy, and we're going to talk about Roblox. Later in the show, you'll hear from Abraham and Caleb, as well as Emmanuel and Rai, who will have some great things to talk about.
If you like this show, please make sure you give us a 5-star rating or a review on Apple and Spotify. But for now, please enjoy this show, so let's talk about Roblox.
Roblox is an online platform where people can socialize with each other in different types of games like hangout games, pet games, and roleplay games. The games are made by the Roblox community. You can also create your own game for people to play.
A lot of people wonder if Roblox is safe for kids. Kids of any age can make a Roblox account. On accounts for kids under 13, Roblox automatically has stricter settings, but a kid could change these if there's no parent pin.
Parental controls are essential for safer playing, but are not foolproof. Roblox games are not all G-rated, so we highly recommend you get to know the games and platforms your kids are using.
We also recommend turning off the chat functions for kids under 13.
Playing with friends is easy on Roblox as there are loads of multiplayer games available. There are lots of games to choose from, like obstacle courses, obbies, and puzzle games, and there are popular games like Adopt Me and Bloxburg.
Games like obbies feature obstacles such as jumps, climbing, and trampolines, and these may be more recommended for your child.
If you are a PC or Mac user like me, you can use Roblox Studio to create games and publish them for free for other users to play. Only on PC and MacBook though, no mobile users.
Making a Roblox account is free. Most games are free to play, but some require paid access, which means you have to pay with your Roblox currency.
In order to buy Robux, you need to go to your local supermarket like Woolworths or Coles, or you could go to JB Hi-Fi, EB Games or Officeworks or any place that works for you.
We enjoy Roblox because there's a lot of games to choose from and online gaming can help people feel less lonely. So if you're lonely at home and you're looking for friends, download Roblox.
That's it from us. Over to Abraham and Caleb.
Thank you, Mercy and Haley. This is Caleb and Abraham.
We will be talking about STEM, and for our discussion of truth, we'll be talking about some activities that we did in our school holidays. If you've been keeping up with the last few episodes, you would remember hearing the explanation about microbit and how it works.
We are working in groups of three, consists of the coder, the person who does all of the coding for the invention and who is usually the most confident in their coding skills. The architect, who draws and designs the home for the inventions, and the builder, who gathers all the materials and builds the home or room for the invention.
The inventions from the multiple different kits are all suited for different places. For example, in the Smart Agriculture Kit, there is a course that teaches you how to build a sensor that senses the moisture of the dirt. That invention would be suited for a farm. The Smart Home Kit has a course that teaches you how to build an intruder detection system for a home, and the Smart City Kit has a course that teaches you how to build a water backflow prevention device for subways around the city.
There was an exhibition where multiple other schools came to CTK to showcase their inventions to other schools and see our inventions using the Smart Kit and the Microbit. There was also a Spherobot Battle Royale where we armed spheres with paper cups, straws, and popsicle sticks. The objective of the game was to try to stop other people from popping the balloon on the back of our cup while popping other people's balloons.
So Caleb, what was your experience with building your farm, the exhibition, and Spherobot Battle Royale?
It was tricky at first, really tricky. We were trying so many different, I'd say strategies, but like every time we did it, it either wouldn't work out or it was just like not proper, I guess. So then we found this, we were like really stressed, but then we were like trying to brainstorm again, and then we found this idea and we're like, okay, this is great. I think this is going to be this is going to stand out. Yeah, how about you?
For building my room, it was very hard. So first, we were using the smart home kit. We were about to make a fan for our room, but all of the smart home kits were already being used, so there were none left. So we had to improvise, and we used the smart city kit to make an intruder detection system that, like, an alarm when anybody tried to open the door to the room.
On to our discussion of choice, Abraham is going to talk about tree surfing, and I will talk about the Royal Melbourne Show. Abraham, do you want to start off?
On the school holidays, I went on a little trip to Enchanted Adventure, and the main thing I did there was tree surfing. I know it sounds like a pretty weird name, but what we did at tree surfing was obstacle courses in very tall trees, and probably don't know this, but I'm scared of heights, so that was a very funny experience. So I was at the front, and my brother was behind me, and all the time he was telling me to go quicker, stop being so slow, you're not going to fall. But that just, like, didn't occur to me, so I was always very careful, holding on to my harness all the time. But once I got the hang of it, it was really fun and really easy, and I really enjoyed the view and all of the different obstacle courses. How about you, Mr. Melbourne Show?
Well, when I went there, we were actually planning to go with some other friends, but they came later because there was, like, traffic. So we, like, explored a bit more. We went to this, like, farm, I guess. It was basically, there was, like, it was a competition about, like, the best, like, sheep, I think. And there were many different animals. But let me tell you, it was stinky in there. It was very stinky. But anyways, when, like, the other friends, they said, like, they came already, and we were trying to find them, and it was so hot. They were, like, texting, oh, where are you? Where are you? Here's where our, like, destination. And it was so hot. But then after, like, 10 minutes of walking, we finally find them. We were hanging out. We went on all the rides. And when I got back home, I was exhausted.
Makes a lot of sense. But what was your favorite activity there, or your favorite ride?
My favorite activity was probably, like, this, like, dinosaur exhibition. There were, like, these, like, robot, like, dinosaur robots, and they looked so realistic. I was like, oh my god, how did they even make this?
Sounds a lot like Jurassic Park. Hopefully it doesn't end like that. So, was it fun, or was it a bit scary?
It was fun, but, like, it was really crowded, and I was scared that I was going to lose my mom because, like, there were, like, these many people, and, like, you know how in New York, like, there's, like, all these people crossing the road, and it's, like, very crowded?
Yeah.
That's how it felt like, but it was fun overall, and it was very hot.
Was it worth it?
It was definitely worth it. Now over to Emmanuel and Rai.
Thanks very much, Abraham and Caleb. This is Emmanuel and Rai, and we're going to talk about the early history of flight.
Before planes, we had hot air balloons. The first hot air balloon was invented by the Montgolfier brothers in 1783.
In 1891, Otto Lilienthal invented the glider, which was made from wicker and cotton, and also had no engine.
In 1901, the American military called air travel a fantasy. In 1903, the New York Times published a story saying that flight would take 10 million years to develop. Only 9 weeks later, the first plane with an engine was invented by the Wright brothers, with the help of Charlie Taylor.
This first flight by the Wright brothers was just over 36 meters, compared with today's planes that can fly over 15,000 kilometers. This first flight lasted for 12 seconds, but today's longest non-stop flight lasts for 18 hours.
After the Wright brothers' planes got better very quickly, and by 1919, Alcock and Brown made the first non-stop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. The flight took 16 hours and they ended up crashing in Ireland.
In 1927, American Charles Lindbergh was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. He flew from New York to Paris in 33 and a half hours. This flight only takes about 7 hours today.
In 1928, Amelia Earhart would become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean.
Today, flight has become such a common method of traveling that allows us to travel the world, experience new things, and visit family in different places. Rai, do you like flying?
I do like flying. I find the engineering really interesting and how the design of the wings affects flying. Emmanuel, do you like flying?
I love flying because you're high in the sky and the view is incredible. Everything looks so small, which tricks me sometimes.
That's it for the show this week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You can also help us reach more people by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or by telling a friend about the show.
Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.